Our scripture today comes from Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? And then verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? Verse 37, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church and all of our friends joining us today. I'm so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the comment section. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. If you want to follow along with my outline, you can do so on the website or the Christ Church app. Well, it's Super Sports Sunday at church. I'm wearing my high school football jersey. Have I ever told you about my days playing football? So this Sunday, the Bengals and the Rams are playing, but we were the Panthers. We were the Panthers. We used the Super Bowl as an occasion for you to sport your favorite team jersey if you have one. I don't have one favorite team, so I wear this high school jersey. But, you know, whether you have a favorite team or even care about the big game, the Rams or the Bengals, I trust that you are well in the Lord today. We may have our challenges in life, but God is the super one always with us. He is the mighty one who sees us through the everyday challenges of life. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you're here for the third week of this message series, The New You. The amazing witness of the Scripture is that in Christ, there is a new you. If there's someone with you today, tell them, there's a new you. It is so helpful today to have a strong sense of identity and purpose in Christ Jesus, because as we've been saying throughout this series, when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. Hey, let's say that again. When you know who you are, you'll what? You'll know what to do. So we've seen this promise in Scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. Jesus came into the world to give us a new identity, a new purpose, a new experience. That is who we are. But how many of us are actually living the dream? How many of us are fully leaning into what God has for us? So, week one, we were reminded that in Christ, you are an ambassador sent by God, His special representative to the people you can reach. Last week, we heard you are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which He had prepared in advance for you to do. Next week, the message is titled Salt and Light. Jesus had some specific things to say to us about that. Today, our title is Overcomer. Post Overcomer in the comments. Let's see what God has to say about being an overcomer. But let me start right off the bat by saying that sometimes I don't feel like an overcomer. Sometimes I've started a week or a day with my plan, and then other things just happen. A problem pops up that nobody anticipates, or a crisis develops that was unforeseen, and I have to adapt. There are normal leadership things each week, the meetings, the care calls, the one-on-one visits, prayers with people, and the weekly preparation for this message. That's the norm, but the unexpected is what always sends me into hyper trust God mode. Lord, you got to help me here because without you right now, I am toast, I am fried, I am done. If you've ever been in a place like that, where you too feel like there's too much, the challenges are too great, it could be anything. It could be a schedule that's challenging, or for some of you, it might be more of an ongoing thing. I'm always battling with my weight, or I'm battling depression, or I'll never overcome that, or someone hurt me, and I know I should forgive them, but I just can't, and I don't want to at all. Whatever it is, if you're facing something that seems too big for you, I've got really good news, and it's this. If you're a Christian, remember this truth. With Christ, you are an overcomer. With Christ, you're an overcomer. Not you will be, but positionally with Christ, that is who you are. And when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. In Christ, you are an overcomer. Let me show you some of my favorite passages from the Scripture. From Romans chapter 8, we'll start in verse 31. And the Apostle Paul asks this question. He says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Now, you got to love that. If God is on your side, what's going to stop you? And he says in verse 32, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Verse 35, Paul asked a question, and then he lists seven different obstacles that all of us in one form or another, one time or another, will face. He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? And he lists seven things which all of us will face, even some 2,000 years after he asked this question. Shall trouble or hardship separate us from the love of Christ? Well, I guarantee you that many of you right now, you are facing some kind of trouble or hardship. For you, it could be ongoing migraine headaches. It could be a challenging marriage. It could be that your child is struggling in school, or there's a problem at work or where you serve, or there's a health concern. And it's a trouble or a hardship. Shall those things separate you from the love of Christ? He says, well, what about persecution? You may be a person who reads your Bible at school or work and people make fun of you. Or you may be in college and you've decided to save your virginity for marriage and everybody makes fun of you and they don't understand. You may be a business person and more than once you've walked away from a profitable deal because it could cause you to compromise your integrity and people don't understand and they persecute you. Shall persecution separate you from the love of Christ? He goes on to talk about famine or nakedness. Now, chances are most of you aren't hungry, and I trust you're clothed. That's good. But for some, maybe this could represent some financial hardships. There's just more month left than money. I mean, how are we going to overcome this? Are we going to be able to pay our bills? And you're battling that. He goes on to say, shall danger or sword? And we know that in some places in our world, if you go public with your faith in Jesus Christ, your life is in danger of the sword. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? And he answers this question in verse 37 emphatically. He says, no, nada, not happening. No, in all these things, when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. He said, no, in all these things, we are what? We are more than conquerors, not in our own power, but through whom? Through Him, Christ, who loves us. It's not in our own strength. It's not in our own power, but through the power of the risen Christ. Those of you who are Christians, let me tell you who you are. You are more than a conqueror. You are more than an overcomer. In fact, the little Greek word that is translated as conqueror or winner or victor is the word nikao. And that word means to win. It means to be victorious. But that is not the word that is used in this passage. The word that is used here is hupernikao. Hooper. It means hyper, or it means exceedingly more than. And Paul is saying, you are way more than a winner. You are hupernikao. You gain a decisive victory. You are exceedingly more than a conqueror. You're not going just to eke out by a little victory. You are going to win boldly, exceedingly. I'm talking about a God kind of victory. We're talking about the Egyptians chasing the Israelites, and God parts the Red Sea, and the Israelites go through, and the whole Egyptian army follows them, and God says, poof, baby, and all of them washed away. We're talking about amazing victory. We're talking Gideon in Judges chapter 6 through 8, when God says, take the Midianites. And Gideon says, I'm too afraid. And God says, no, you're a mighty man of valor. You don't believe it, but you are. He said, but I've only got 32,000 men. God says, well, that's too many for me to get the glory. And so God shaves them down to 300. And then he says, now, go take your weapons, your horns, and your jars. Blow your horns and break the jars and shout. And God caused the Midianite army to turn on each other, and they were wiped out. That, my friends, is hupernikao, a decisive victory, more than a conqueror. That's who you are in Christ. Now, what I'm not saying is that you're never going to have a hard time in life. Not at all. In fact, Jesus said in John 16:33, he said, in this world you will have trouble. In other words, for you to be an overcomer, there needs to be something to overcome. He said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have done what? I have overcome the world through Christ. Through the power of the risen Christ. Someone might say, well, I'm just an ordinary Christian. There's no such thing as an ordinary Christian. You are a spirit-filled overcomer, according to Revelation 12:11, which talks about how the end-time believers would overcome the forces of wickedness. It says in Revelation 12:11, they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Two things, the blood of the Lamb, what Christ has done for you on the cross, and the word of their testimony, what God has done within you as an overcomer. You're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of your testimony. So for those of you who are Christians, as an overcomer, let me encourage you to fight in two ways. Number one, remember this, you will fight with conquering attitudes. You will fight with a conquering attitude because, tragically, too many people don't. And they lose the battle in their minds before they ever fight it in the world. But you won't do that. You will stand strong positionally, knowing who you are. You are more than a conqueror. Faith-filled attitudes lead to faith-filled actions. Godly beliefs lead to godly behavior. The battle starts in the mind. You'll not go around saying, I'm just a victim. You know, everybody else gets the breaks. Nothing goes right for me. Our marriage is always going to be pathetic. He's always going to be a jerk. And he's thinking, she's always going to be a I didn't say it. Or I'll never get married. Or I'll always battle this addiction. Or I'll never be able to forgive. You know what that is? That's victim talk. Victim talk. And you, if you're a Christian, you are not a victim. Through Christ, you are a victor. You don't talk that negative, defeated mindset. You know who you are in Christ. You are an overcomer more than a conqueror. Here's what you do whenever those negative thoughts come in. 2 Corinthians 10:5, the Bible says, we demolish. Another version says cast down, but I love the word demolish. This isn't just eke by, this is demolish. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And what do? We take captive every thought. And what do with every thought? To make it obedient to Christ. Whenever our mind says, I just can't do it. No, no, no. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Scripture. But I don't have much faith. Well, Scripture says that if I have faith the size of a mustard seed, which is just a little bit, and that mountain is in the way, I can say to that mountain, be removed. And the Scripture says it'll be cast into the sea. You grab every thought that's not consistent with God's Word, and you make it obedient to Christ. Therefore, I'm an overcomer. I'm not going to let what anybody else said about me or what anybody thinks about me or what anybody did to me stop me from doing what God has called me to do, because I am an overcomer, not in my own strength, but by the blood of the Lamb and the words of my testimony. David in the Old Testament, he had this idea. This is what he said in Psalm 18:29. He said, God, in your strength, I can crush an army. Overcomer, baby! With my God, I can do what? Scale any wall. Think about that. Spider-Man, baby! With God, there is no wall that is going to stop me from doing what God wants me to do. Believe that. Believe it. You're not a victim. With Christ, you are an overcomer. You have the power to overcome all the temptations and hurdles this world throws at you. You fight with a conquering attitude. Second thing, remember this. As an overcomer, you will fight with supernatural weapons. You're not limited to the weapons of this world. Scripture says in 2 Corinthians 10:3-4, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, our weapons, they have divine what? They have divine power. The Greek word for power is dunamis. We get our word dynamite. Our weapons, they have explosive power of God. They have divine power to demolish strongholds. If you are a Christian, you need to know who you are and what you have. You fight with supernatural weapons. According to Ephesians chapter 6, you have the helmet of salvation. You have the breastplate of righteousness. You have the shield of faith with which to extinguish the fiery darts of the evil one. You have the belt of truth buckled in place. You have the shoes prepared with the gospel of peace as you fight with the sword of the Spirit, which is the living Word of God. You are an overcomer more than a conqueror. You crush problems. You leap over walls. Here's what the Scripture says. You may have all sorts of hardships, 2 Corinthians 4:7-9. But we have this treasure. What is the treasure? The treasure is Christ. And where is the treasure? In jars of clay. That is our body. We learned last week that God is the potter. We are the clay. We have this treasure, Christ, in jars of clay, our body, to show that this all-surpassing power, dunamis, is from whom? From God. And not from us. So here's the story. Verse 8, we are hard pressed on every side, but what? Not crushed. Perplexed, but what? Not in despair. Persecuted, but what? not abandoned. Struck down, but what? Not destroyed. And why? Because we are overcomers. That's who we are, by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. We have that power of Christ in our jars of clay, and I beg you to believe it. You can overcome your unforgiveness, your addiction, the betrayal you've suffered, the dead-end job, the loss that you've experienced, the moral mistake you made. Through the power of Christ, you can. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Here's what God's Word says to you and me in 1 John 4:4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, the evil in this world. And why? Not in your own strength, but because the one who is in you, Christ Jesus, is greater than the one who is in the world. No more victim. No more I can't. No more. No, no, no. You are a victor through Christ. You are. And when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. So remember this. Claim this. Hold on to this. Through the power of Jesus Christ, you are an overcomer. Let's pray about that. Let's pray. O Almighty God, gracious Lord, good Father, we thank you for the witness of the Scriptures and pray that you would plant its truth deep within our hearts. And for those of us battling an obstacle or a challenge, a hurdle, a relationship, an addiction, something that's blocking you or overwhelming you, and you want to ask for God's help to be an overcomer, you can and you will. It doesn't mean you won't have trouble. It means you'll overcome trouble. God, I thank you that your word is living and active. I pray, God, that you would help us fight with faith-filled attitudes, that we would fight with all the spiritual weapons available to us through the risen Christ. God, I pray that we'd be more than conquerors, never poised for failure with a victim's mindset, but positioned for strength in the storm, with a spirit-filled, faith-directed, overcoming attitude. God, by the power of the risen Christ, give us victory over that which opposes us. And when you do, God, to you be all the credit and the glory. Lord, we love you. We thank you for all that you've done, that we might be overcomers. In Jesus' name, his amazing name, we pray. And everyone said, amen, amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I'd love to hear you. Let's talk. Get a hold of me. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. We want to hear from you. Use the app or the website. And thank you for your generosity. Your ongoing gifts are helping us to reach our community and world for Jesus and His kingdom. You go online, you use the app or the website anytime. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities and find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, in Christ there is a new you, and in Him you are an overcomer. And when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. For now, who do you know that needs to know about this overcoming power in Jesus Christ?
So what joke are you going to tell today?
I thought I would tell the one that I told you about the chiropractor.
I don't really remember you telling me one about the chiropractor.
You don't remember the chiropractor joke?
No.
It was about a week back.
Our women's ministry has chosen He Speaks to Me by Priscilla Shire for the spring Bible study. Classes are offered Tuesday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. and Thursday mornings from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., beginning the week of March 1st. Books can be purchased for $17, and you can sign up at the welcome desk. Every stage of parenting has its challenges, and Hurting Parents is a safe place to share and pray for one another. Our next meeting is February 13th, today, at 5 p.m. Contact the office or see the church newsletter for more information.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.
What you doing there, buddy?
I'm celebrating.
What you celebrating?
Well, the church paid off its mortgage.
Woohoo! We are so thankful for your generosity.
As staff, we are committed to be good stewards of the gifts you contribute to the church.
Every year, the finance board and the trustees work to balance our budget, keep up the maintenance of the church, and prepare for the future.
We are so happy to share that this week, we were able to pay off the last of the church mortgage early.
That means there isn't a loan against the building in the first time anyone can remember.
Christ Church is a community of believers dedicated to making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Every gift you make matters.
Congratulations, Christ Church.